Break her heart and make her cry, then walk away. Don't believe a single thing that she might say. Give the girl what she deserves. Show her how you throw those curves. Give her that old song and dance. Break her heart before she knows what you have done. Tell the girl that's how it goes. Then run, boy, run. Treat the girl like you don't care. Just pretend that she's not there. Don't you dare give love a chance. A chance at yours. Don't be fooled, although she smiles and reassures. Walk away and let her be. Why not be a fool like me? The fool.
Brooke Benton with Break Her Heart, and that's the thought for today. Chet Huntley joins us in just 30 seconds, but first...
I can hardly speak when I think about the week that I spent in Apple Creek, Ohio. Max Morath for the Bell System. Apple Creek, Ohio, area code 216. You know, long distance calling is easier and faster. Now we got area codes and direct dialing. Makes calling out of town just about as quick and easy as calling across town. Area codes are listed in your directory. Use them and dial direct to Apple Creek or anywhere.
Next, the Monitor presents Chet Huntley Reports. The emotions and drama of a war often obscure its meaningful statistics. An updating now of some grisly figures of the Vietnam conflict. Here's Chet.
Here is some arithmetic which the Vietnam protesters and demonstrators and marchers might do well to copy or memorize. These are some figures on the brutality and murder rate of the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese in South Vietnam. First, consider the number of guerrilla attacks against civilian targets in South Vietnam, distinct from military operations against military targets. These are attacks against men, women, and children. In 1962, 8,900. In 1963, 9,700. In 1964, 19,500. In 1965, 20,700. And in the first quarter of this year, 6,600. In the second quarter of this year, 7,100. Here are some more statistics on the number of South Vietnamese civilian officials killed by the Viet Cong, headmen, village chiefs, tax collectors, school teachers, and these figures do not include the number of individuals killed as alleged agents or spies. In 1964, 430. 65, 230. In the first quarter of this year, 33. In the months of April and May of this year, 25. Here are the figures on the number of South Vietnamese officials kidnapped. In 1964, 1,100. Last year, 325. So far this year, through the month of May, 52. Here are the number of civilian individuals executed by the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese. In 1964, 1,350. Last year, 1,650. In the first 5 months of this year, 755. Finally, here are the figures on the number of non-officials of South Vietnam kidnapped by the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese. In 1964, 8,500. Last year, 10,000. In the first 5 months of this year, 1,095. As of last month, the average weekly number of incidents of terror and sabotage was 749. The last figure would include the children and others killed or maimed by exploding mines and grenades. When the protesters and demonstrators, the speechmakers and the marchers complain about the bombing of a group of oil storage tanks in North Vietnam and charge that it represents an inhuman and cruel act, where is there some reference to statistical information of this kind, representing the barbaric acts of the adversary? Where is there some protest, why not some march, about the American prisoners who were paraded this past week through the streets of Hanoi? Where is the sense of proportion? Why this inference that the acts of the enemy in Vietnam are somehow humane or acceptable? Why is the criticism consistently out of joint and so patently biased? Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Now a word about Nguyen's charge.
Charge, a brand new product from Wins, will make your car feel young again. Charge is custom engineered for every car that's using oil, losing power. Charge will stop oil burning, reduce exhaust smoking, and restore lost compression or your money back. So stop in where you get gas or service. Put a can of Wins Charge in your crankcase. To get a charge out of your car, put one in. New Wins Charge costs only $1.50.
Chet Huntley Reports is a special Monitor feature heard at this dial setting every weekend. By the way, don't forget to look and listen to the launching and flight of the GT-10 mission set for Monday, July 18th. Planned for the flight are dockings of two space vehicles and a 55-minute walk in space. Continuous coverage begins at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on NBC, radio, and TV. That's 1 week from tomorrow for the most ambitious space flight ever planned, the GT Gemini Titan mission Number 10.
Quality is hard to define, but easy to recognize. In television, quality is easy to recognize by the name RCA Victor. For example, the new RCA Victor black and white portables with a new Vista tuner bring you crisp, clear pictures. This is Vaughn Monroe inviting you to see new RCA Victor portable television, quality television, at your RCA Victor dealers.
Theme from the motion picture Khartoum is interpreted by Ferranti and Teicher. We're not heard in Khartoum, but we are everywhere in the United States. The folks in eastern Tennessee hear us on WATE Knoxville. Wherever you are, feel right at home with Monitor. This is Barry Nelson.
Dragon at the Crossroads, Communist China today and tomorrow, a new special Tuesday on the NBC Radio Network.
Here's Mr. Jazz himself, Louis Armstrong.
Yes, but just very over that dancing. Oh, be babo da babo sign. Shaver is the one beard to have when you're having more than one. Doesn't baby. Even when your thirst is done, the most we want in flavor in this man's world, for people who are having fun. Yeah, Shaver is the one beer to have when you're having more than fun.
And music fans, Mr. Jazz himself, Louis Armstrong, is appearing right now every night in Guy Lombardo's big musical extravaganza, Mardi Gras, out at Jones Beach Theater. Curtain time is 8:30 nightly all summer long. So come on out to see Satchmo in person in Guy Lombardo's Mardi Gras every night at 8:30 at Jones Beach Theater. WNBC Radio is one of the smartest friends you'll ever have. Listen to the conversation station, WNBC, AM at FM, New York.
Here we are again, me, Barry Nelson, and your NBC Summertime Monitor. A big half hour coming up. Nichols and May, a man who doesn't believe in vacations, Joe Garagiola with some entertaining sports anecdotes, and Roger Miller, and he's first. The tune, that famous old song of the open plains, You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can be happy if you've mind to. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down. Do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. Be happy if you've a mind to. You can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with a kid on your back. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. Can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down. Do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd.
Why not summer in a new Olds at Fall Savings? See the YES Man now.
See the man who has everything, your Oldsmobile dealer. He's the man who has everything.
Your Olds dealer has pushed those fall savings a season ahead. He'll put you in any new Oldsmobile in his stock right now at Year End Savings, YES. Here's your opportunity for a great deal on a new Rocket Action Olds, engineered for your greater comfort, safety, and driving satisfaction. Enjoy this summer on the road. See your nearest Olds dealer, the Yes Man, who has everything for you.
See the man who has everything, your Oldsmobile dealer. He's the man who has everything.
Monitor Comedy Time. Starring Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Fathers of girls going away to school naturally are concerned. Take the father of Sharon, what's her name, for example.
Sharon.
Yes, Dad?
We should be leaving for the airport in about half an hour.
Will that be enough time?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
But, since your mother is in Miami, and, since this is a big time for you, kid, because
sure is.
That first semester in college, I think it was it can be the happiest time in a person's life.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. I'm going to mess it up.
since your mom isn't here, Cher, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the kind of things that you're going to run into in the dorms. you're a pretty girl, Sharon. We don't have to mince words on that account. And I think you know it. And I think the boys up at Ithaca College, you're going to know it, too.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, they are.
I don't know about that.
I, to some extent, wanted to point out the dangers of not remembering that what a boy really respects most in a gal is, prudishness.
What do you mean, prudishness? You mean like, kissing and... Forgive me, Dad.
Yeah, well, I think you got it, honey. Are you all packed?
Yes. Is your secretary coming with us to the airport?
Yeah, Miss Lemus is, gonna come. She's got a couple of contracts to look over on the way back.
It was sure nice of her to come stay while Mom's in Miami. She's great.
Yeah, well, she's an extremely efficient woman. Run up and get your suitcases, Sharon.
All right.
Bye, Sharon. So long, Dad. Hear Mike Nichols and Elaine May every weekend on Monitor Comedy Time. Now, hear this.
Coke has a taste you never get tired of. Things go better with Coca-Cola.
A salute now to the great summer experience of swinging in a hammock. The swinging singers are the Johnny Douglas Chorus. How can you hang a hammock in some of our new housing developments where the developers have bulldozed down all the hammock holders? Coming up in no time, hints on how you might make a million here on the Monitor Beacon. This is Summertime, Monitor 66, the best combination of news, music, comedy, and information. I'm Barry Nelson. 3 minutes from now, Bob Newhart tells us what might happen if Superman neglected to get his costume back from the dry cleaners. And while you let your anticipation run wild on that, enjoy this. Orchestra playing Municipal Swing Band.
It's not a ball game without a cheer. And it's not a beach party without
Kraft jet-puffed marshmallows, the toast, toast, toastiness kind.
Kraft marshmallows are America's favorite kind because they're jet-puffed, the outside soft as the inside, so they toast up golden brown, toast up the best.
Kraft jet-puffed marshmallows, the toast, toast, toastiness kind.
Next, Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. This time, our star is Bob Newhart. And in view of the recent renaissance of comic strips, his subject is a timely one.
This is the thing. We've all gone through this. You send a suit out to the cleaners, and you get back somebody else's suit. And you try it on. It doesn't fit you. You know, you're tripping over the trousers and all that. It's not a major inconvenience, but it could be, supposing Superman got the wrong suit back from the... Now, he's got a problem. And he is sitting in his office disguised as Clark Kent, right? at the Daily Planet, right? And the phone rings. Hello, hello. Yes, this is Clark Kent. The mild-mannered reporter, yes. You're holding Lois Lane. And unless we come up with $1 million by tonight, we'll never see her again. She suggested I contact a Mr. S. Yes, I know what she means. Could I put you on hold for just a minute? I have a bit of a problem. Hello? Hello, B&W Cleaners? Look, this is Clark Kent, and the mild-mannered reporter, yes. I'm fine, thank you. Listen, there's been a mix-up on my suits, and I need it. I have to go out on a job right now. I'm sure it's not my suit. All right, look, I brought it in this morning on one-day service. Let me describe my suit to you. The cape is kind of a royal blue with white piping. And the leotards are kind of... are kind of an off blue. No, they're not my wife's, no. They're mine. I'm not married. What's that supposed to mean? Look, maybe this will help you. On the jersey, there's a kind of red S. S for Clark Kent, yes. With an outfit like that, you wouldn't use your right initials either. Look, how would you like somebody to leap over tall buildings in a single bound and land right on your store? Look, I sometimes fly in that suit. What do you mean, you bet I do? Would you check with the clerk at the plant? Mm-hmm. This is very important. Well, I have a crisis here. If you can't find it, you might tide me over with some toreadors and a blouse. Look, you can't find the suit. Is that it? All right. I have someone on hold. All right. Hello, kidnappers? Could I speak with Lois, please? Lois, baby? Listen, I don't think we're going to be able to get you out of this one, Lois.
Monitor on stage with Bob Newhart. Keely Smith sings in 1 minute, right here on the Monitor. Barry Nelson, back with you. As Monitor continues with the voice of Keely Smith, and the song is The Wonder of You.
That's the wonder.
Thank you.
NBC's Monitor 66 is the program, and my name is Barry Nelson. And we'll be talking with movie director William Wyler shortly. I'm sure you'll find the observations by a man of his talent well worth your time. And later, we'll stop by the Luray Caverns in Virginia on our Travel Guide to the Air feature. But first, let's head for the bush. George Greeley with Jungle Fantasy.
Job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace, anytime and any place. So
hi ho, hey hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley spearmint gum. It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
If I ask you to name your three favorite movies of all time, I'll bet at least one of them would have been directed by William Wyler. It might be Wuthering Heights, The Little Foxes, Mrs. Miniver, The Children's Hour, Dead End, The Letter, The Heiress, Detective Story, Roman Holiday, or The Best Years of Our Lives. And if I asked you in a few weeks to add your latest favorite, it might very well be a new comedy directed by that same William Wyler. It's called How to Steal a Million. Well, Mr. Wyler, I've been looking for a scheme like that for years. How do you steal a million and live happily ever after?
Well, I think you'll have to see the picture to find that out.
I see. You're not divulging any new free way of life here.
No, that's...
There's an admission price involved. All right. Is the story of this particular art forger based on fact?
No, I think it's a fictional story, but art forgery is a fact.
What happened to the forged Picasso, Trillos, and Cezannes, and Renoirs that you had painted for the movie? They're not going to circulate around here now.
Oh, no. No, they are. The signatures have been removed. They're stamped as being original, genuine forgeries. They will never be sold, of course.
The pendulum has swung a long way for you. You started, I believe, in Westerns, didn't you?
That's right.
Did you ever do any of the Tom Mix pictures?
Not Tom Mix, no, but there were other stars of the period, such as Art Acord and Toot Gibson, and it was sort of a school of directing they had at Universal, where you learned your business.
Is there a change in appreciation of personalities, cycles? I mean, some of those old Western performers, do you think that they could have made it today?
I think television has taken the place of the small films. You don't have to go to a theater anymore to see a movie, but they will go to see something they've heard is especially good. So in making films, we have to give them more to make them leave their homes, go to the theater.
Would a lot of that have to do with the panorama, the use of big screen, big movement?
Yes,
and so
big screen, color, and photography, and the kind of production that they can't see on a small television set.
And perhaps frankness?
Yes, as long as it's not done for sensationalism. I think it's time that we were allowed to use the kind of language that's appropriate to the character in question, and same as you do on the stage. You've used a lot of language on the stage that you won't say here.
As somebody said, nobody ever grew mature reading Cinderella.
That's right.
William Wyler, you have one of the highest averages of success of any motion picture director. 3 Oscars and many Oscar nominations. How do you decide on the next story that you want to direct or direct and produce?
Well, I have to read a great number of stories, and when I find one that strikes me, that gives me the personal urge of wanting to make that film, of wanting to tell that story in the medium that I know, then I go ahead, and that's the picture I choose. Sometimes successfully, and sometimes not so successfully, but I can't judge it on any other basis except that I want to do this particular film, and that I like the subject, and then I hope that everybody else will too.
And having selected a story, all you have to do to make a good motion picture out of it is add the talent of a director like William Wyler, but there aren't many like him. Mr. Wyler, thanks for stopping by and telling us about your picture, How to Steal a Million, and I hope you make a million at the box office.
A trip to your bank could win you a castle in Spain or one of 316 other valuable prizes. Enter the Castle in Spain sweepstakes now at any bank where you buy Bank of America traveler's checks. The grand prize is 2 weeks in a Spanish castle, including meals, a castle staff, and use of a car. Plus, first-class airfare for two and $1,000 in Bank of America traveler's checks, money only you can spend. Get details, rules, and free entry blanks at any bank where Bank of America traveler's checks are sold. No purchase is required to enter, although every purchase is an automatic entry. Bank of America's Castle in Spain sweepstakes ends October 15th. Enter now.
Void where prohibited by law.
One of our many sources of information says that coin laundries will soon be equipped with teaching machines. While waiting for the machine to finish the laundry, housewives may dial the lesson of their choice. Now, how would that look on a job application form? Grade school, 8 years. High school, 4 years. Laundromat, 6 years. I don't know. Sounds like a washout to me. We'll be right back here on the Monitor Beacon. Barry Nelson, back with Monitor 66. Later today on NBC's Sunday Night Monitor, Merrill Muller takes over the host chair for Frank Blair, and Lucy Baines Johnson's friend Betty Beal tells what it's like double dating with the president's and first lady's daughter with the inevitable Secret Service in tow. We'll hear from Gwen Verdon, who commutes to her Broadway theater in a most unusual fashion. Red China's expert Dennis Doolin will point out some of the goings-on behind the bamboo curtain, and comedian Victor Borge, as well as your regular monitor favorites, will also be heard. Frank Sinatra now with Call Me.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, because if you let me, I will always stay by you. You've gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me.
I'll call. Now this from your Savings and Loan Association.
Save today the easy way.
Saving makes the difference.
When you save at your Savings and Loan.
Next on Monitor, the Mobile Travel Guide of the Air, brought to you by mobile dealers who want you to drive carefully because they want you to live. The Mobile Travel Guide of the Air and a visit to the Luray Caverns in Virginia, where you'll hear some truly unique sounds right after this message.
Suppose somebody put out an absolutely honest travel guide for America, so that when you got to a strange town, you could look up motels and the restaurants and get an absolutely honest rating on what's around. A rating of, say, 1 star for good, up to 4 stars for outstanding, 5 stars for great. And suppose in this travel guide, they put in maps, even street maps. And suppose they put in special guest certificates to save you money on local attractions and things you'd probably want to see and do anyway, so that you didn't have to drive down the strange road saying, well, this looks like a pretty good place. Okay, somebody did put out an absolutely honest travel guide for America, and that somebody is Mobile. You can pick up your travel guide at most Mobile gas stations. There are 7 different guides for the 7 different regions of this nifty country. They cost a little bit, but man, what they save you. The name is Mobile. My name is Henry Morgan, and I'm a pretty honest guy myself.
Now, that visit to Virginia's Luray Caverns, which begins with an underground note.
Hello, everyone. We're visiting today in Luray, Virginia, in the heart of the beautiful Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. We're here in Luray to see the beautiful Caverns of Luray today. In the background, the music you hear is that of the giant stalagmite organ. Here to tell us about Luray Caverns today is Mr. Bob Harnsberger, a member of the staff of the caverns.
Mr. Harnsberger, how are Luray Caverns located according to, say, some nearby big town?
Well, Whip, I suspect that the best point of identification would be Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. We are just a little less than 90 miles from Washington, and from Baltimore about 125 miles, and of course we have excellent roads leading in all directions, serving our natural wonder.
When were the caverns discovered?
Cavern was discovered in 1878 by two men of the Luray community who suspected that a cave was under the hill, and they felt this cool air coming out and removed some rubbish and came into big rooms, and one room led to another.
How big is it?
Well, it covers about 64 acres, and it's a circuit tour. A guide will take the visitor through without the necessity of retracing, which is quite a unique feature.
And how long does this guided tour take?
It takes a little over an hour.
Now, what will the people see on this guided tour?
Well, of course, we have stalactites and stalagmites and columns, and one of the most spectacular things that has ever been created in connection with a natural wonder, I think, is our great stalactite organ, which plays music of concert quality on the stone formation on the stalactites.
You mean the pipes of the organ are stone?
Yes, the stalactites become the pipes. We have a little electronic hammers which tap the stalactites, and when they're tapped, they give off a musical note. Now, one of the problems encountered was that none of the stalactites were in perfect pitch, and so we had to find a means of tuning rock. We found by shortening the stalactite, we could raise the pitch, and so these are absolutely in perfect tune or in pitch, and the music is of marvelous quality.
What else can they see here?
Car and carriage caravan, which is an exhibit of antique transportation, dating vehicles back to 1750, with automobiles as old as 1892.
Good heavens, how many do you have?
About 75 pieces, and they're all completely and authentically restored.
In running condition?
In running condition, yes.
Well, I'll be dog. Now, what about the big Carolyn out here?
Well, the Carolyn is a very interesting addition to our community. It's a 47 Bell Carolyn. Mr. Charles T. Chapman is one of America's most noted Caroliniers, and recitals are given four times a week throughout the travel season.
Bob, what else can the traveler see while they're here in the Luray area?
Well, of course, one of the major attractions, not only of the Luray area, but of the state of Virginia, is Shando National Park and nearby Skyline Drive. This is an area of some 600 square miles in the northwestern part of the state of Virginia, and we are just 9 miles from the scenic Skyline Drive, which is the mountaintop highway traversing Shando National Park.
I want to thank you very much, Mr. Harnsberger, for all this very interesting information. This is Whip Robinson at Luray Caverns in Luray, Virginia, for your Mobile Travel Guide of the Air.
The Mobile Travel Guide of the Air was brought to you by the Mobile Travel Guides, which list and rate over 21,000 motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants across the country. And if you don't already have a copy of the Mobile Travel Guide, you can buy one at most mobile stations. While you're there, we hope you'll try a tank of mobile gas and other mobile products. And when you drive away, we hope you'll have a good time and enjoy your trip. But most of all, we at Mobile hope you'll remember to drive carefully, because most of all, we want you to live. Later today, the Mobile Travel Guide of the Air will report on the Desert Museum of Nogales, Sonora in Arizona.
I never was much on looks. Then I bought my first TV tube at 7-Eleven. Now I'm a pretty good-looking fella. I got a little dimple right here in my chin, like Cary Grant.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is typical of a number of reported incidents regarding items purchased at 7-Eleven food stores. 7-Eleven stores positively make no magic claims for their products. They merely report these findings in the public interest. Here is Felix McDougal.
I don't believe in mental telepathy or that kind of stuff. But all day yesterday, I was thinking about my Aunt Clara. Well, last night, I went up and got me some ice cream at 7-Eleven, and just the minute I put the spoon in that ice cream, the phone rung. And who do you think it was?
And now, Mrs. Harriet Higgins.
It's kind of spooky, really. But for the last three nights, we've had ice cream from 7-Eleven for dessert after supper. And before I can get the dirty dishes to the sink, somehow they're clean.
Diablo, Al Caiola's version. And this is the time of the year when American families really spread out. But you know, your friends and relatives away from home are probably enjoying Monitor, too. And if they're near or around Garden City, Kansas, they're listening along with our regulars there to station KIUL. This is Barry Nelson. Back shortly.
This is Joe Garagiola. Baseball's finest players battle it out in the All-Star Baseball game next Tuesday. Complete coverage on NBC.